Roy, early on in the documentary, it lays down this challenge, conjecturing that the New Hope Lambertville Bridge, from an economic standpoint, is more important than either the Golden Gate or Brooklyn bridges. Quite the claim. Expand on that notion.
Well, thinking about the fact that the Old York Road connected Philadelphia to New York City, and that the halfway point of that road was the Delaware River, and that was where New Hope was located in Lambertville. To get from Philadelphia to New York, you had to cross the river. Before the bridge, it all depended on what the weather conditions were. So if it snowed or ice, the rain, a lot of times flooding, you could not cross the river. So commerce couldn't really thrive. And once that bridge was built, both those towns became industrial giants in the very early part of the 19th century.
And, John, we quickly learned that weather continues to plague the bridge. It fell not once, not twice, but three times. And there are an array of historians and other interests that help bring the story to light. How did you assemble this cast of informed characters?
Well, certainly Roy was a huge help in assembling people from throughout the area. He's a wealth of knowledge. He is the expert on Benjamin Parry, who is considered to be the father of New Hope and was the driving force in getting the bridge built. It was a fairly easy task as far as assembling the people because the players are all right there in the area.
The technical name for the bridge included the term toll bridge, but I think that hasn't been collected in quite a while. And when it was last collected, I think the toll was 2 cents.
Depending on how many cows or pigs you had across.
Ah, but not how many pumpkins, because that was referring back to the flood of 1903. Isn't that right, John?
That's correct. It was called the Pumpkin Flood because the flood was in October, and the amount of rain that dropped in the Delaware Valley was tremendous. It washed pumpkins out of the fields and into the river, and pumpkins could be seen bobbing up and down throughout the Delaware River, and that's why it got the name the Pumpkin Flood.
Roy, obviously, a lovely spring, summer, or fall day, New Hope and Lambertville attract many, many tourists. And what is the traffic on the bridge during those peak seasons?
We pointed out in the documentary that the traffic's amazing because there are more people cross the New Hope Lambertville Bridge on a weekend than cross the Brooklyn Bridge. And it is the most crossed bridge in the entire span of the Delaware River for pedestrians.
It's estimated that roughly 14,000 people will cross that bridge on foot on a busy weekend day.
John, we learned that the most recent great flood, that of 1955, took a toll on the bridge. It did reopen after several months of repairs. Is there a general consensus now that the bridge, as it stands, is once and for all impervious to the elements, or are folks still keeping their fingers crossed?
Well, we always keep our fingers crossed up and down the Delaware River, but certainly it survived the flood of 55, which is considered to be the flood of record on the Delaware River. So if it survived that, we would hope that it could survive anything. We've been assured by bridge engineers and the people at the Delaware River Toll Bridge Commission that it's got plenty of life left in it.
The documentary includes plenty of images of the bridge spanning 200 years. Talk about the challenge assembling those great photographs and drawings.
It was a challenge, but we had a number of folks in the Bucks County and Hunterdon County, where Lambertville's located, who had been collecting these documents, pictures, videos, films from over the last 80, 90 years. And some had photographs that are actually older than that. So John Weber and Delaware Valley Video did a spectacular job in assembling those and selecting those as far as the continuity of the bridge construction was concerned, and then what happened after that.
The New Hope Lambertville Bridge, connecting two towns spanning two centuries, debuts on WHYY-TV this Sunday afternoon at 2. I've been joined by Roy Ziegler, chairman of the committee that put together the documentary for the New Hope Historical Society, and the documentary's writer, director, and narrator, John Weber, also known to listening audiences here as a WHYY news anchor. Roy, John, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
You're welcome.
Dave.
Thank you.